Well, today, September 9th, is the feast day of one of the greatest missionaries, one of the greatest apostles in the history of the Catholic Church, the Spanish Jesuit, St. Peter Claver. St. Peter Claver was born in Spain in the year 1580. He entered the Jesuits at the age of 22 in the year 1602. He studied philosophy at Mallorca, and there he had a transforming experience to have met and become close friends with the lay brother, the doorkeeper of the college, St. Alphonsus Rodriguez, a very saintly and holy man who formed the spirituality of this young man, Peter Claver. And it was Alphonsus Rodriguez who encouraged Peter to become a missionary. And so after studying theology in Barcelona, he embarked to the New World. In the year 1610, he went to Cartagena, modern-day Colombia, South America, which was the center of the slave trade. And even though pope after pope condemned the slave trade, it went on for over 100 years. Slaves were captured, men and women captured in the western coast of Africa, and then taken by ship across the ocean to be sold at warehouses in Colombia, South America. Normal ships that would hold 100 to 200 people had 600 to 800 slaves chained aboard. One third of the slaves died on their way from Africa to the New World. And the ones that were alive when we got there were sold at auction. Well, one man tried to fight this in Cartagena, and that was St. Peter Claver. He would stand on the street corners and condemn this cruel treatment of God's children, and he upheld the dignity of each and every human person. He then would, as each ship arrived, he would go into the holds of the ship, which were filled with dying and deceased people. He would baptize, comfort, and assist those who he was able to help. About 10,000 slaves were brought over each year from Africa. He would first take care of their physical needs. He would bandage their wounds. He had a number of about 18 volunteers that would help him to distribute medicines, to give comfort, food, to bring vegetables, bread, fruit, clothing, but most of all, compassion and love to these poor souls. He would give them instructions about how much God loved them, tell them about Jesus, and while they were in the prisons, the warehouses, waiting to be sold, he would instruct them in the faith, and those who wanted to be baptized were baptized. He did this for 40 years, and he instructed and baptized over 300,000 men and women, 300,000 slaves. He gave himself the title, "I am the slave of the slaves." After he would baptize them, he knew that most likely they would be sold and sent off to different plantations throughout the country. He knew he would never see them again, so he enrolled everyone in the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, because he knew that once he consecrated them to Christ in baptism, he also wanted them consecrated to Our Blessed Mother through the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. He knew that Our Lady then would watch over them and protect them and help them to hold on to their new Catholic faith. Towards the end of his life, when he was about 70 years old, he contracted a disease. He became paralyzed. And for the next 4 years, he was bedridden and he was completely neglected. Hardly anyone came to visit him or to see him. He died isolated and alone in the year 1654 at the age of 74. He died on September 8th, the Blessed Mother's birthday. He was opposed during his lifetime, attacked especially by the slave owners and those who were making a profit, those who were making money on the slave trade, but he was honored after his death. Even the whole town, the whole city came out to honor him during his funeral. He was canonized in the year 1888 by St. Leo, the Pope Leo XIII, as well as he was also canonized with his mentor and his spiritual director, St. Alphonsus Rodriguez. So we think of the sacrifice of this great saint, St. Peter Claver, who left his home in Spain to spend 40 years working to help save and bring the faith to those who were treated so poorly, to the slaves. Think of all the works of mercy he did, all the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And his main theme of his life was what Jesus said, "Whatsoever you do to the least of my brethren, that you do unto me." So what a wonderful example we have of the great apostle to the slaves, St. Peter Claver. I'll give you a blessing now with his relic, and I encourage you to venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Peter Claver, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.